The South African Human Rights Commission is visiting the Tembisa Hospital this afternoon. Remember last week we told you about those 10 babies that died at the hospital after an outbreak of a drug-resistant bacteria, CRE. The Gauteng department told us last week 17 cases were confirmed at the hospital's neonatal unit from the beginning of November to the end of last month. And look, since then, so many things have been blamed on the baby's deaths. The fact that it's difficult to contain outbreaks of these viruses, you know, when hospitals are so overcrowded. And there are even some nurses sometimes who are so disgruntled that they don't even adhere to the hygiene practices when dealing with patients. Well, I spoke to earlier the South African Human Rights Commission spokesperson, Buang Jones, about his visit at that Tembisa hospital this afternoon. And I started by asking him what answers the commission is looking for.
Well, we are hoping to establish the circumstances that led to the death of the babies. The outbreak, we are not sure as to what caused the outbreak and what measures has the hospital taken to prevent infection from spreading. And we want to also establish whether has the outbreak been contained by the department and whether all the measures that the MEC has promised will be put in place are in place. We were told that there was an undertaking by the department to deploy more nurses. So we will try and establish if this has been done. Remember, this is not the first visit by the South African Human Rights Commission to this hospital.
Yeah.
And the last time we visited the hospital, we were told about the overcrowding challenges due to the growing population in and around the hospital.
Mm.
So we also want to have access to the parents of these babies to see if we can assist them to take legal action against the hospital and the department.
Yeah, you speak about overcrowding the Buang, and there was a nursing union that we spoke to on the show last week, and they decried that issue of overcrowding in hospitals and the fact that until government improves infrastructure, you're still going to sit with a situation where hospitals are so overpopulated that it's so easy for a virus outbreak to affect so many patients. Is there a case the Human Rights Commission can make here about the responsibility government has to ensure safe and hygiene environment for patients?
There is a case for government to, and the government should really ensure that they address issues of overcrowding, they address issues of staff shortages, they ensure that they deal with unsanitary conditions in many of these wards, and employ preventative measures, because in most of the cases they're always reactive. So we'd like to see the department being more proactive and intervening to minimize risks for patients and to ensure that patient safety is always prioritized.
Mm. And obviously this morning, apart from this, just meeting with the parents of these babies that have died, you'll be meeting with the hospital management.
Yes, we'll be meeting with the hospital management. They will be making a presentation to the commission. And we want to establish, because the infection affected 17 babies and only 10 babies died. And I hope that through this meeting, the hospital will be able to shed more light as to what happened, and to also provide us with a detailed assessment of what needs to be done going forward, because there are norms and standards that are applicable to healthcare facilities regarding infection prevention and control programs.
All right. Buang Jones, spokesperson for the South African Human Rights Commission, thank you so much for your time.